Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila illuminating the society. And inshallah, in today's silsila, we are going to talk about the excellence of knowledge and Islamic scholars. Before we commence with our silsila, let us make few good intentions, as it is mentioned in the blessed hadith of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Remember, no reward is granted for any good deed without a good intention. The more righteous intention one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So let us make good intentions before we commence with our silsila. That we will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We will watch this silsila from the beginning till the end so that we can learn Ilmedin from the silsila, and whatever knowledge we are going to gain from the silsila, whatever madani pearls we are going to learn from the silsila, we are going to act upon it, we are going to practice upon it, as well as we are going to pass its knowledge to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully stated, "Whoever recites Durud-e-Pak upon me 100 times in the day and in the night of Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will send that salat to my grave as gifts are presented to you." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, every time we hear regarding the fadail of Durud-e-Pak, did we ever practice upon it? Did we ever ponder about its sawab and its excellence and reward? Undoubtedly, on the day of Qiyamah, every one of us will be in need of a good deed. All the people around the globe don't think that we have good deeds gathered in our accountability. Undoubtedly, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be in need of good deeds. We hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that through the sadaqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He Azza wa Jal will forgive us. But remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, we should always try and do good deeds as much as possible. We should not delay in performing good actions. So make an intention that no matter what happens, we will always recite at least 313 times Durud-e-Pak in a day. Undoubtedly, we should try and recite Durud-e-Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdul Wahab bin Atta Khaffaf rahmatullah alayhi has said, when in the region of Khilafat of Banu Umayyah, Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman Farooq rahmatullah alayhi went to Khorasan to guard the boundaries. His wife was expecting a baby. He rahmatullah alayhi left 30,000 dinars with his wife. When he returned to Madinatul Munawwara after 27 years, he reached his home and pushed his door inside with a spear. Sayyiduna Rabi rahmatullah alayhi came out. As he saw an armed man, he furiously said, "O bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, do you want to attack my home?" Sayyidina Farooq rahmatullah alayhi replied, "No, I don't want to attack. You tell me, how dare you enter my home?" Then they both started having an argument. When they were about to fight amongst each other, the people, the neighbors came and stopped them from fighting. When Sayyidina Malik bin Anas rahmatullah alayhi and other people knew about it, they immediately came. Upon the interruption of Sayyidina Malik bin Anas rahmatullah alayhi, Abu Abdurrahman Farooq rahmatullah alayhi said to him, "My name is Farooq and it is my home." His wife, who was listening to all the conversation behind the door, recognized him and said, "He is my husband and Rabi is his son. Rabi was in my womb when he went in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal." Having heard this, both father and son hugged each other and became tearful out of joy. Sometime after having a meal and taking rest, Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman rahmatullah alayhi asked his wife, "Where are the 30 dirhams which I left with you?" She humbly replied, "I have buried it somewhere and will take it out after some time." In the meantime, Sayyidina Rabi rahmatullah alayhi went to conduct halqa of dars in the masjid and started giving dars of hadith sharif. When Sayyidina Farooq rahmatullah alayhi went to the masjid to offer salah, he rahmatullah alayhi saw a halqa was arranged and people were gaining Islamic knowledge with great respect and attention. And a handsome young man was giving them a dars. He rahmatullah alayhi asked the people, "Who is he imparting Islamic knowledge?" People said, "He is Rabi, son of Abu Abdurrahman." Having heard this, he became very happy and said, "What a great status Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed my son with." He rahmatullah alayhi then went back to his home and said to his wife, "Today I have seen your son's great status. He is the ocean of a knowledge." His wife said, "Do you want your 30 dinars or this greatness and loftiness of your son?" He replied, "I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, I do not want anything in return for this great blessing of my son." His wife said, "Then listen to me carefully. I spent all the dinars on your son to provide him with Islamic knowledge." Having heard this, he rahmatullah alayhi said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, you did not waste my money, but rather spent it in a proper way. Main sab daulat raah-e haq mein luta dun, main sab daulat raah-e haq mein luta dun, shah aisa mujhe jazba ata ho." Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this parable, from this waqia, we came to know that to become an alim deen, to become an Islamic scholar, undoubtedly it is a great virtue and a great blessing. And likewise, it is also a great privilege to spend our money in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, the excellence and virtues of Islamic knowledge and Islamic scholars have been mentioned in various places of glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned regarding the excellence and fadail of ulama-i kiram, ilm-i-deen, in many places of the Holy Quran. He Azza wa Jal states in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 18, translation from Kanzul Iman, "Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him, and so did the angels and those of knowledge while maintaining justice." The father of Ala Hazrat, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, has said, three virtues of knowledge are proved by this blessed ayat. First, Allah Azza wa Jal has made the mention of Islamic scholars with Himself and angels. Secondly, He Azza wa Jal has also made Islamic scholars the witness of His oneness like angels and declared their testimony to be the evidence of Him being the one who is worthy to be worshipped. Thirdly, the testimony of them has also been considered to be authentic like the testimony of angels. Subhanallah. Similarly, at another place in the Holy Quran, the glory and greatness of scholars have been stated like this. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah will raise the excellent believers amongst you and those who are given knowledge to high ranks. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the status of Islamic scholars will be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers. There is a distance of 500 years between every two levels. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, for a person to gain paradise, to attain Jannah, it's a great blessing. But look at the maqam, the status of Islamic scholars, that they will attain paradise, they will go into Jannah, but what will be the level and maqam and status of theirs in paradise? Their maqam and level and status in paradise will be 700 times more than any ordinary believers. Subhanallah. Ordinary believers will be in paradise. But the scholars, alim-e-deen, will be 700 times more than them. Meaning their maqam will be 700 times elevated than them. Subhanallah. Don't you want our rank to be elevated in paradise? Yes. We do want our maqam and place in paradise to be elevated. So method to elevate our place in paradise has been mentioned so beautifully that whoever wants to become elevated amongst the ordinary people in paradise should become an Islamic scholar. So I humbly urge all those brothers and sisters out there to please try and learn ilm-e-deen and try to become Islamic scholars. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, likewise, the excellence and virtues of alim-e-deen and Islamic knowledge, ilm-e-deen, have been mentioned many a times in the beautiful ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned their excellence on many occasions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also emphasized to learn ilm-e-deen. So let us listen to a few ahadith which our Aqai Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in regards to ilm-e-deen and Islamic scholars. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who leaves his home to gain Islamic knowledge is in the path of Allah azza wa jal until he returns. Subhanallah. Meaning the one who leaves his house to attain knowledge, to gain Islamic knowledge, he is regarded to be in the path of Allah until he returns. And there are many fadail and excellence of the one who travels in the path of Allah. So let us make intention that we will always try our level best to learn ilm-e-deen through dars, through halqas, through Jamiatul Madina, through Madrasatul Madina. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is one of the best movements in this time and age. This is the great movement which is providing us Islamic knowledge free of cost. And remember, there is not Jamiatul Madina in only one country. Jamiatul Madina Lil Banat, Jamiatul Madina Lil Baneen has been spread throughout the world. And Alhamdulillah, its fragrance has spread to an extent that we also have Jamiatul Madina in our country, South Africa as well. We have our Jamiatul Madina in UK, in Kenya, in many other countries, Alhamdulillah, we have Jamiatul Madina. So it's our opportunity to enroll ourselves. If we can't enroll ourselves, let us enroll our children at least, so that they can learn ilm-e-deen, and they may become a means of our forgiveness and our entering Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal. By enrolling our children in Jamiatul Madina, they will gain ilm-e-deen and they will also act upon that knowledge and they will also spread that knowledge. So if they will spread that knowledge and if someone acts upon whatever they have spread, we will get sawab because we have become the source and means of sending our children to Jamiatul Madina, to Madrasatul Madina. If we can't send our children far, we want to keep them in our house, no problem. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is also providing this kind of facilities for us as well. Alhamdulillah, we have online Alim course as well. We have online Madrasatul Madina as well. Alhamdulillah, we have different kinds of course which are offered by this beautiful movement of Dawat Islami. Try and visit its website, which is www.dawatislami.net. Inshallah, by visiting this website, we will learn a lot of things regarding and the courses which are taking place by Dawat Islami. You can get access to its library. Thousands of books have been translated by this movement, and it has been uploaded for our easiness, for our facility. It is now up to us how we gain ilm-e-deen, how we gain Islamic knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal. And one more thing I would like to request, to please try and attend the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima which take place in your areas. Alhamdulillah, we have ijtimas for Islamic brothers as well as for Islamic sisters. So try and attend the weekly ijtima of Dawat Islami in your areas, inshallah azza wa jal. By doing so, you'll also gain Islamic knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who learns one or two or three or four or five kalimat about the fara'id of Allah azza wa jal and memorizes them properly and then teaches them to people will enter paradise. Subhanallah. So let us make intention, because there are a lot of excellence of learning ilm-e-deen. Even it is mentioned in the Quran, it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it is now up to us whether we learn ilm-e-deen or we don't learn. May Allah azza wa jal bless us to learn ilm-e-deen as soon as possible, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a proper Islamic scholars, inshallah azza wa jal. In another hadith, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully stated, Allah azza wa jal will resurrect bondmen on the day of Qiyamah. He azza wa jal will then separate Islamic scholars and say to them, O group of Islamic scholars, I knew you, that's why I bestowed knowledge upon you. And I did not give you knowledge for making you suffer torment. Go, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive those people who have learned ilm-e-deen, who have become Islamic scholar. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us Islamic scholars so that we can be blessed with these great bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be facing many difficulties, when a person's back will be bowing due to hunger, when his tongue will come out due to thirst, that is the day when everyone will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, idhabu ila ghayri. That is the day when we will need each and every single deed from people. We will be in need of good deeds. On that day when we will be in trouble, when we will be in parishani, on that day, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said that the one who Allah azza wa jal blesses with learning ilm-e-deen, the one who becomes Islamic scholar by the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, on that day he will be said, enter paradise. Subhanallah, we all want to enter paradise without any accountability. So let us strive to learn ilm-e-deen so that may we be blessed with this bounty as well. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with great bounties. Remember, whatever we have is a ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, if we have to ponder over ourselves, we cannot count the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has bestowed upon us countless blessings and bounties. Remember, it is our duty, it is our fard that we appreciate and thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us those bounties and blessings. Undoubtedly, if a person continues to thank Allah Azza wa Jal every second of his life till his death, even till then, a person is unable to fulfill the proper rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is unable to make the shukr of the bounties which He Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us. Without any doubt, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us numerous blessings. And from those bounties which Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us, the bounty which we have in our present time with ourselves, within our family, that is our children. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, children are also the great bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those people who don't have children can tell you the importance of children. They will tell you that undoubtedly, children are the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And remember, whichever blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses with us, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to look after their bounty, to look after that ni'mat. And if you will do so, if you will make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for the bounties which He has blessed us, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, by the barakah of it, Allah Azza wa Jalla would put blessing in that bounty. And He Azza wa Jalla will also increase the bounty which He has bestowed upon us. So as we have mentioned, the children are also the great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah, this is that great bounty regarding which we have to take care of. He Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with a very great bounty. He Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with our family. We need to teach and educate our children also. We need to teach them what is right and what is wrong. We need to guide our family members towards the right path. If we are not going to guide them, then who are going to guide them? Wrong people will guide them. Other people will guide them. And it is not necessary that they will guide them towards the right path. Many a times it happens that people guide our children towards the wrong path. We should always make sure that our family members are in the right company, are in the company of righteous people. As Allama Jalaluddin has beautifully stated, Sohbati salih tura salih kunad. Sohbati talih tura talih kunad. That is, a company of pious people makes a person pious, and a company of bad people makes a person bad. So we should always try and keep the company of good people and make sure that our families are also associated with righteous people. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire. Here the fire means the fire of hell. Allah Azza wa Jal Himself has commanded us to save ourselves and our family members from the fire of hell. How are we going to save our family members from the fire of hell? We need to save our family members by protecting them from those things which are unlawful in Shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to allow them to do things which are fara'id, which are fard upon us. Undoubtedly, there are many parents, unfortunately, who stop their children from doing righteous things. They forbid their children from reading Holy Quran. And many times it is also seen that many people even stop their children from keeping beard. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I beg to you, allow your children to follow the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, by them acting upon the sunnah, you will see blessings within our house. We will see the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is descending in our house, amongst our family members. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, many people complain that we don't have blessing and barakah in our house. But let us look in our family members. How many of us are following the Shariat of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us are reading namaz? How many of us are fasting in the month of Ramadan? And those people who have been blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal in form of wealth, they should also think, are we discharging the proper zakat which is required from us or not? We should think that we should also learn ilm-e-deen so that we can know the importance of the fara'id. We can know the importance of acting upon the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn wajibat. Many people don't even know the basics of Islam. The reason is because they lack in Islamic knowledge. If they could have knowledge, they could know that knowledge is something which can teach us, and knowledge is something which can save us from harmful things, can save us from the fire of hell as well. And the person who has knowledge, if that knowledge is beneficial for him, that very same knowledge can guide him towards Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with ilm al-nafi. آمین. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, remember, knowledge is the legacy of Anbiya alayhi salam. Knowledge is the way of getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Knowledge is the source of guidance. Knowledge is the source of protection from sins. Knowledge is a great method of developing fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, khawf-e khuda. Knowledge is a source of attaining respect in this world and in the hereafter. Knowledge is the source of attaining people's love. In short, knowledge has countless virtues containing both religious and worldly benefits, comfort and satisfaction, pleasure and also peace. Therefore, wise is he who gets busy gaining Islamic knowledge to attain salvation in the hereafter. Yahi hai arzu taleem-e Quran aam ho jaye. Yahi hai arzu taleem-e Quran aam ho jaye. Har ek parcham se uncha parcham-e Islam ho jaye. آمین. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, undoubtedly knowledge does not benefit us only in this world, but it also benefits us in the hereafter. The knowledge which we will tell our children to learn, the knowledge which will make our children to learn, will also benefit us. Because if our children will learn ilm-e-deen, if they will gain the knowledge of Islam, they will practice upon it. And by them practicing, undoubtedly, we will also get sawab. Indirectly, we will also get sawab and reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we are the means of them teaching ilm-e-deen. We are the means of them learning ilm-e-deen. So why don't we at least teach our children the importance of gaining ilm-e-deen? Those brothers who are being blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal should sponsor their neighbors, should sponsor their relatives who are less fortunate, those people who cannot afford their studies. We should come and provide them with something. Inshallah, by doing so, we will get sawab because we are sponsoring a talib-e ilm. A talib-e ilm has great virtues itself. Nabi Kareem Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said, the summary of which is, if a alim-e-deen, meaning Islamic scholar, or talib-e-ilm, a student of ilm-e-deen, passes by any community or any location, by the blessing of their passing, listen what happens. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a alim-e-deen or a talib-e-deen passes by any location or any community, Allah Azza wa Jal removes the punishment of those people who are buried in their community. Subhanallah. And not only for 1 or 2 days, Allah Azza wa Jal removes the punishment of 40 days. This was the summary of a beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has also been recorded in Mishkat Sharif. This is a very beautiful hadith. We can think, if a alim-e-deen just passes by our community, or a talib-e-deen passes by our community, this is a blessing which Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon that community. Then just imagine if we have Islamic scholars, talib-e-deen, talib-e-islam in our house. What a great blessing and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal we will have descending within our house. As we have mentioned, that it does not benefit us in this world, but it also benefits us in the hereafter. In regards to this, I would like to narrate the hadith of Nabi Kareem Rauf Rahim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person dies, all his deeds are discontinued except for 3 deeds. Number 1, sadaqah jariyah. Number 2, the knowledge from which benefit is obtained. Number 3, righteous children who make dua for him. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we need to invest for our akhirat. That's why I have mentioned that we should sponsor talibia ilm, or we should sponsor the madaris which we have within our areas, or the madaris which we have around our community. We should utilize our money and invest our money with those organizations regarding whom we have yaqeen that they will utilize and use our money in a proper way. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, With these few words, we would like to conclude our discussion. And remember, we should always try to learn Al-Madin as much as possible. Alhamdulillah, Madani channel is one of the way of gaining Islamic knowledge. On this channel, 24/7, we learn Al-Madin. Madani Muzakras, Madani Mukalmat, Bayanat of our Arakini Shura, and many other beautiful silsilas are presented towards us so that we can learn Al-Madin. Make an intention that if we get some time, we will try and learn Al-Madin. And if we are within our house, within our family members, we should on Madani channel, so that all those people who are seated with us, they can also learn something from the beautiful deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and invite others towards righteousness as well as towards learning Al-Madin. May Allah azza wa jal bless us with becoming a proper Islamic scholars, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make us talib-e-ilm, and may Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah Azza wa Jal bless our communities as well. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.